We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Joining us now here courtside, the head coach of the Mountaineers, Bob Huggins. Hugs, congratulations on the victory. 67-51 is our final score. For the very first time, just like us, you're looking at that stat sheet. Did not have the ability to look at those during the game. So what is furrowing your brow as we speak?
26 for 63 isn't going to beat a lot of people. We got very selfish at the end, very selfish. And I've tried to explain to them, you know, there's a thing called the net, which for a while, scores mattered. And then they didn't matter. It was just whether you won or lost. And now we're back to where they matter again. And we hurt ourselves today.
You were up 27,
yep.
5 minutes into the second half, and that was your big lead at 15:40 to go. And they ended up outscoring you 27-25 in the second half. And obviously, that's becoming a chronic problem now, the inability in the second half to play at a high level.
Well, we took horrible shots, Tony. We took bad shots. We forced shots. We didn't run offense. We came out, ran offense, shot a layup. Didn't run it. We were supposed to have been running it the whole second half. We didn't run it one other time.
How much of that, Hugs, was using players that normally haven't been out there or normally not playing with each other?
If it happens again, it'll be guys that'll never be out there again. I'm not going to do that. And we're not going to hurt the hole so people can kind of, you know, get theirs. And we took bad shots. We took shots. We were tired. They weren't going to go in. You know, it's when you look at guys that are supposed to be shooters, 2 for 9, 2 for 8, 1 for 8. That's not going to win.
Surprise in the second half, you brought in James Okonkwo. Played 5 minutes.
Just wanted you and Jay to have something to talk about.
Well, you gave us something to talk about. Explain that if you would.
I kind of glanced over here and saw you two were getting bored.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe I'd try to liven up your night a little.
Okay, so bring us through now. What are you thinking there?
He wants to play. I mean, obviously he wants to play, and my concern was, is it is in his best interest. I wanted to make sure with his family, you know, that they, it was in their best interest. And as you see, he's got a build. He's got ability. We need to start working with him because he can rebound it. I think he can score it close. But, you know, Tony, here's the thing. You see what's happened with Cinny. Cinny has gotten so much better. Now, he's got a long ways to go, but he has gotten so much better because he puts time in. Paulie puts time in. He puts time in. He's gotten better. You know, and so, you know, what happens generally is those guys that fail to put time in or, you know, really don't come in to work every day. You know, in real life, especially in this state, if you come to work and you don't really want to work and you don't work, you get your fired. Every guy's going to get fired if things don't change.
Yeah. Cinny, productive again. He had 3 boards last game against Bellarmine. He got you 4 in a little bit under 7 minutes here today. And James scored a bucket and got a couple of rebounds. So, Hugs, perfect scenario. How do you see using him now? How does that play out?
Tony, I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead. I know how bad the kid wants to play. And as long as it's okay with his family and that he plays, because they're, you know, they're over in London. They're not a continent away, but awfully close to being a continent away. So I want to make sure that, you know, we're doing the right thing by him and his family. And if we're doing that, he can help us.
And what you just did was you just turned the light on a lot more competition for your bigs. There's only 40 minutes in a game.
Well, it may not be as many as you think there's going to be if they continue the direction they're headed.
Is your expectation to have Sean back on Wednesday?
Sean hasn't been in my thoughts here of late. You know, I mean, Sean's going to come back whenever Sean comes back. And, you know, my hope was that these other guys would step it up and, you know, and kind of fill in while he was gone, and they didn't do that.
Taz today, Hugs had 27 points on 17 shots, 7 or 8 from the foul line, and 4 steals. Would you hate to think where you would be without him?
I'd say obviously we can't win without him, but I mean, there's going to come a point in time. I mean, folks, I tell you what, come in here Wednesday, you're going to see some athletes now.
Yeah.
They have athletes. They are as athletic a bunch as we've played in quite a while. So we've got to, I mean, obviously we're gonna try to figure something out here. But I tell you what, now this is a extremely, extremely athletic team that we're gonna play on Wednesday.
All the way through, the big guys, the wings, the guards.
Jay, they are an extremely athletic team. They don't have anyone who's not athletic. They don't have one. I mean, they're playing well above the rim.
Is this a good 3-point shooting team you have?
Obviously not.
But is it not because they don't make that extra pass?
Probably that has a lot to do with it.
Because you would get them open through this offense.
Well, Jay, I mean, let's take just a quick look here. We're 1 for 8. With one of the guys that we play on the perimeter. We are 1 for 2 with one, 2 for 4 with one. We are 2 for 9 with one. We are 2 for 8 with one. I'd say no.
Okay. Based on that?
Well, based on the fact that they rush shots, they hurried shots, or they just didn't make shots. I mean, we've got it. We've got to be able to make shots better than we're making shots. But I mean, that's not news. I mean, we haven't made shots all year.
Would you agree that the 27-point lead is sitting there, Hugs, of 15 to go? That was caused. You built that from 18 to 27 because of your defense in the first 5 minutes. And then that defense went away. Don't you think it's as much as your defensive lack in the second half that saw that happen?
It's the only way we can survive, Tony. The only way we can survive is to defend our butts off and really rebound it. And we do it for a while and then we let up. And I mean, practice has been the same way. You know, I don't know. Maybe we got too many guys. That's highly possible. If you got too many guys, they don't get the work that they need in practice. There's always someone to come in for them. I'm not sure.
Were you happy with your rebounding at all tonight?
I'm happy with a few guys. I mean, I mean, Pauly just gets better and better and better. But, I mean, you've been there, Jay. When you come in, Pauly's in there before everyone else, and he stays after everyone else. Senny is in there before everyone else and stays after everyone else. And Senny's a guy who couldn't catch the ball, who couldn't do anything when he got here. And now he's got a ways to go. But I really believe that Senny will be a good player. He'll be a good high major player before he's done because he cares. And he works. He's not afraid to work. Pauly's not afraid to work. No, but when you come in the gym and you stand out there and you throw half court shots and hoist it up from behind the line and you don't work on throwing a jump hook whenever you really need to be able to throw a jump hook. We don't pass it the way we need to pass it.
Now that's one of the keys of this team.
Well, work to do, and Wednesday night.
Lots of work, Tony.
Yep.
Lots and lots of work. But folks, let me tell you something. We will persevere, and we will get better.
Yeah.
It may not be with some of the ones you see running around out there now, but we will get better. I promise you.
Hugs, we appreciate the time.
All right, thanks.
Yes, sir.